The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
It's Tuesday, Good News Day. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024, Tuesday of the fourth week of Easter. In the Missal, it's liturgical year B, cycle 2. Tuesday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint George. Born in 280, he's the subject of a vast amount of imagination. Now, there's every reason to believe that he was a very real martyr who suffered at Lydda in Palestine, probably before the time of Constantine. The church adheres to his memory, but not to the legends surrounding his life. That he was willing to pay the supreme price to follow Christ is what the church believes, and that's enough. The story of his slaying the dragon and so forth is part of a 12th century Italian fable. George was a favorite patron saint of crusaders. He died in 303 AD. Saint George, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. O my Lord and my God, I offer to you this day and forever my body, my soul, and my heart with all their works, powers, and affections, in the spirit of contrition and atonement, in the spirit of adoration and thanksgiving, in the spirit of faith, hope, and charity. I lay my past, my present, and my future at your feet, and I pray that I may accomplish your will during every moment of my mortal life and rejoice in your love for my whole eternity. Through my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, with whose prayers, labors, and sufferings I beseech you to unite and sanctify mine. Amen. And with Pope Francis, we pray that the dignity and immense value of women be recognized in every culture and for the end of discrimination that they experience in different parts of the world. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Jesus, one of my favorite snacks are these really chewy nut bars, the ones which have a little bit of chocolate on it, the one with the honey glaze all over it with almonds and cashews and peanuts and everything, all packed into one super dense, protein-filled nut bar. Tasty, nutritious, energizing. The only problem with it, Jesus, is that it's so dense and it's so chewy that by the end of eating just half the bar, already the muscles of my jaw, of my cheeks, are already starting to burn. And so the whole second half of eating the nut bar is actually like a workout for my mouth. That's kind of how today's gospel is, Jesus. It's so dense. It's so flavorful. It's so protein-filled. It has so much packed in there for our savoring and for nutrifying our spiritual life. By the time we get done chewing today's gospel, it is very possible that the muscles of our mind are going to be a bit sore. Well, Lord, I guess the best way to do it is to take it bit by bit. Try to chew this dense, packed gospel in small bite sizes. It's winter. It's the feast of the dedication of the temple. And you are there, Lord, in the temple of Jerusalem at the portico of Solomon. And the Jews who see you there start pestering you and asking, how long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. But Lord, you don't want to tell them plainly. You don't just come out with it and say, okay, fine, I'm the Christ there. That'd be like, I can imagine a teenage son like telling his dad, tell me you're going to buy me a golden retriever. Buy me a golden retriever, dad. I want to hear it from your mouth. Dad, tell me you're going to buy me a golden retriever. Finally, the dad says, okay, fine, I'm going to buy you a golden retriever. And the teenage son immediately says, I don't believe you, dad. The Jews want to hear it from your mouth, Lord. They want to hear you say, I am the Christ. But as soon as you say it that way, they'll say, uh-huh, yeah, okay, I don't believe it. So Lord, you know that what they're asking for, just a straight up plain statement that you are the Christ. What they really are looking for is proof, belief. They'd like to believe it. And so they're looking for that proof. And so that's, instead of saying, okay, yes, fine, I am the Christ. Instead of saying that, you point them to the proofs. You point them to your works. This is how you respond, Lord. I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. Lord, you try to lead them to accepting you as the Christ by pointing to your Father's works, the works that you do in your Father's name. And you say that those works testify to you that you are the Christ. Concretely, there were two miracles that you worked, Lord, which you explain as being the works that your Father gave you to do. The Gospel of today's Mass is from John chapter 10. The chapter before, in John chapter 9, we see you, Lord, curing the man born blind. And right before you cure him, you say this: it was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be made manifest in him. We must work the works of him who sent me. So, Lord, the curing of the man born blind, that was one of the works of the Father who sent you. That was one of the things that the Father sent you to do, to cure a man born blind. If we go a little bit farther back to John chapter 5, we see you cure a man who was an invalid. He had been lame for 38 years, and he was laying at the pool at the sheep gate. And on the Sabbath, you came to him, you told him to take up his mat and to walk. And once again, Lord, after that miracle, you explain the miracle this way: my Father is working still, and I am working. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. And greater works than these will he show him, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whom he will. The works which the Father has granted me to accomplish, these very works which I am doing, bear me witness that the Father has sent me. So Lord, what you say today in today's gospel to the Jews who are saying, come on, tell us openly, tell us plainly, tell us that you're the Christ, come on. You're saying, I've been trying to show it to you for a long time. I've been trying to show you that I am doing my Father's works. My Father's works testify to me that I am the Christ. I cured the man who was invalid for 38 years. I cured the man who was born blind. And I said that those are my Father's works and that my Father sent me to do those works. And yet you still don't believe. And you expect me to say, oh yeah, I'm the Christ. And all of a sudden to believe, look at my works. Pay attention to my works. See my miracles. Listen to my words when I say that those works are my Father's works, the works that my Father sent me to do. Look at those works. Look at me and come to the conclusion yourself. I am the Christ. The works that I do in my Father's name, they testify to me. Jesus, from the topic of the works of your Father that you have been sent to do, you change back to the topic of the Good Shepherd, which is what we remember from yesterday's gospel and the day before. On Sunday, we read the gospel when you said directly, I am the Good Shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. I will lay down my life for the sheep. And yesterday, Monday, we read the gospel when you said, I am the gate for the sheep. Whoever enters through me will be saved. Well, in today's gospel, once again, you return to that same metaphor. You do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one. Lord, it seems like the work that the Father has given you to do is to be the good shepherd, to lay down your life for the sheep, so that we might have eternal life, so that we might never perish. Lord, at the beginning of this gospel, they asked you to state plainly that you are the Christ, which it's Greek for the anointed one. The Hebrew word is Messiah, the anointed one. The Jews are saying, tell us plainly, are you the Messiah? Are you the anointed one? Lord, you're saying, you don't get the half of it. Yes, I am the Messiah, but I'm much more. The Father and I are one. I am your God. Mary, open our eyes. Open our eyes so that we may see and deeply from the depths of our soul believe that Jesus is the Messiah, that Jesus is God. And not just believe it, but know it firmly and also come to understand it. And secondly, Mary, make us humble. Make us humble so that we become sheep of the Good Shepherd, so that we may hear his voice and follow him. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find a lot more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. We begin this day of prayer in just a few minutes on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. I'm Paul Sadek, and the liturgical day begins right now. We join the whole church, all the angels and saints, as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing for joy.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us, we belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock.
The Lord is risen.
Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age.
The
to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Lord, let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me. Alleluia.
Lord, let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me.
Alleluia.
O Lord, listen to my prayer, and let my cry for help reach you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Turn your ear towards me, and answer me quickly when I call.
For my days are vanishing like smoke. My bones burn away like a fire. My heart is withered like the grass. I forget to eat my bread. I cry with all my strength, and my skin clings to my bones.
I have become like a pelican in the wilderness, like an owl in desolate places. I lie awake, and I moan like some lonely bird on a roof. All day long my foes revile me. Those who hate me use my name as a curse.
The bread I eat is ashes. My drink is mingled with tears. In your anger, Lord, and your fury, you have lifted me up and thrown me down. My days are like a passing shadow, and I wither away like the grass.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me.
Alleluia.
Be attentive, Lord, to the prayer of the helpless.
Alleluia.
Be attentive, Lord, to the prayer of the helpless. Alleluia.
But you, O Lord, will endure forever, and your name from age to age. You will arise and have mercy on Zion. For this is the time to have mercy. Yes, the time appointed has come, for your servants love her very stones, are moved with pity even for her dust.
The nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the earth's kings your glory, when the Lord shall build up Zion again and appear in all his glory. Then he will turn to the prayers of the helpless. You will not despise their prayers.
Let this be written for ages to come, that a people yet unborn may praise the Lord. For the Lord leaned down from his sanctuary on high. He looked down from heaven to the earth, that he might hear the groans of the prisoners and free those condemned to die.
The sons of your servants shall dwell untroubled, and their race shall endure before you, that the name of the Lord may be proclaimed in Zion, and his praises in the heart of Jerusalem, when the peoples and kingdoms are gathered together to pay their homage to the Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Be attentive, Lord, to the prayer of the helpless.
Alleluia.
You, O Lord, established the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands.
Alleluia.
You, O Lord, established the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands.
Alleluia.
He has broken my strength in mid-course. He has shortened the days of my life. I say to God, do not take me away before my days are complete, you whose days last from age to age.
Long ago you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will change them like clothes that are changed. But you neither change nor have an end.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, you live in the hearts of your saints, and so have built up Zion. May you always show your greatness through their good works.
You, O Lord, establish the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Alleluia.
Christ, risen from the dead, will never die again. Alleluia.
Death no longer has power over him. Alleluia.
A reading from the Book of Revelation. I, John, watched, and the Lamb appeared. He was standing on Mount Zion, and with him were the 144,000 who had his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads. I heard a sound from heaven which resembled the roaring of the deep or loud peals of thunder. The sound I heard was like the melody of harpists playing on their harps. They were singing a new hymn before the throne, in the presence of the four living creatures and the elders. This hymn no one could learn except the 444,000 who had been ransomed from the world. These are the men who have never been defiled by immorality with women. They are pure and follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They have been ransomed as the first fruit of mankind for God and the Lamb. On their lips no deceit has been found. They are indeed without flaw. Then I saw another angel flying in mid-heaven, the herald of everlasting good news to the whole world, to every nation and race, language and people. He said in a loud voice, "Honor God and give him glory, for his time has come to sit in judgment. Worship the Creator of heaven and earth, the Creator of the sea and the springs." A second angel followed and cried out, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great, which made all the nations drink the poisoned wine of her lewdness." A third angel followed the others and said in a loud voice, "If anyone worships the beast or its image, or accepts its mark on his forehead or hand, he too will drink the wine of God's wrath, poured full strength into the cup of his anger. He will be tormented in burning sulfur before the holy angels and before the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment shall rise forever and ever. There shall be no relief day or night for those who worship the beast or its image or accept the mark of its name. This is what sustains the holy ones who keep the commandments of God and their faith in Jesus. I heard a voice from heaven say to me, "Write this down. Happy now are the dead who die in the Lord." The Spirit added, "Yes, and they shall find rest for their labors, for their good works accompany them." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I heard many angels in heaven crying out, Honor the Lord and give him glory. Worship him, for he created heaven and earth, the seas and all the streams. Alleluia. I saw the mighty angel of God flying in mid-heaven. He cried out with a loud voice, Honor the Lord and give him glory. Worship him, for he created heaven and earth, the seas and all the streams. Alleluia.
from a sermon by St. Peter Chrysologus, Bishop. I appeal to you by the mercy of God. This appeal is made by Paul, or rather it is made by God through Paul, because of God's desire to be loved rather than feared, to be a father rather than a lord. God appeals to us in his mercy to avoid having to punish us in his severity. Listen to the Lord's appeal. In me, I want you to see your own body, your members, your heart, your bones, your blood. You may fear what is divine, but why not love what is human? You may run away from me as the Lord, but why not run to me as your Father? Perhaps you are filled with shame for causing my bitter passion. Do not be afraid. This cross inflicts a mortal injury not on me, but on death. These nails no longer pain me, but only deepen your love for me. I do not cry out because of these wounds, but through them I draw you into my heart. My body was stretched on the cross as a symbol, not of how much I suffered, but of my all-embracing love. I count it no loss to shed my blood. It is the price I have paid for your ransom. Come then, return to me, and learn to know me as your Father, who repays good for evil, love for injury, and boundless charity for piercing wounds. Listen now to what the Apostle urges us to do. I appeal to you, he says, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. By this exhortation of his, Paul has raised all men to priestly status. How marvelous is the priesthood of the Christian, for he is both the victim that is offered on his own behalf and the priest who makes the offering. He does not need to go beyond himself to seek what he is to immolate to God. With himself and in himself, he brings the sacrifice he is to offer God for himself. The victim remains and the priest remains, always one and the same. Immolated, the victim still lives. The priest who immolates cannot kill. Truly, it is an amazing sacrifice in which a body is offered without being slain and blood is offered without being shed. The apostle says, I appeal to you by the mercy of God to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Brethren, this sacrifice follows the pattern of Christ's sacrifice by which he gave his body as a living immolation for the life of the world. He really made his body a living sacrifice because, though slain, he continues to live. In such a victim, death receives its ransom, but the victim remains alive. Death itself suffers the punishment. This is why death for the martyrs is actually a birth, and their end a beginning. Their execution is the door to life, and those who were thought to have been blotted out from the earth shine brilliantly in heaven. Paul says, I appeal to you by the mercy of God to present your bodies as a sacrifice, living and holy. The prophet said the same thing. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but you have prepared a body for me. Each of us is called to be both a sacrifice to God and his priest. Do not forfeit what divine authority confers on you. Put on the garment of holiness. Gird yourself with the belt of chastity. Let Christ be your helmet. Let the cross on your forehead be your unfailing protection. Your breastplate should be the knowledge of God that he himself has given you. Keep burning continually the sweet-smelling incense of prayer. Take up the sword of the Spirit. Let your heart be an altar. Then, with full confidence in God, present your body for sacrifice. God desires not death, but faith. God thirsts not for blood, but for self-surrender. God is appeased not by slaughter, but by the offering of your free will.
Worthy are you, Lord, to take the book and open its seals, for you were slain for us.
With your blood you have purchased us for God.
Alleluia. You have made us a kingdom of priests to serve our God.
With your blood you have purchased us for God.
Alleluia.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that celebrating the mysteries of the Lord's resurrection, we may merit to receive the joy of our redemption through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
It's another instance where you might imagine Jesus slapping his forehead, sighing, and saying, "I already told you." It's in today's gospel in just a few minutes on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Tuesday of the fourth week of Easter, April 23rd, 2024. I'm Paul Sadek, and in today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the people say to Jesus, "So tell us yes or no, are you the Christ?" And Jesus responds and teaches further. It's from the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John.
It was the feast of the dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered round him.
"How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly."
"I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness to me. But you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one."
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Jesus built the church on some men who, by worldly standards, were pretty simple. So there's no reason he can't count on us to keep on spreading the faith. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. Our Lord founded the church on the weakness, but also on the fidelity of a few men, the apostles, to whom he promised the constant assistance of the Holy Spirit. The preaching of the gospel does not arise in Palestine through the personal initiative of a few fervent individuals. What could the apostles do? They were nothing in their time. From a human point of view, they were neither rich nor learned nor heroes. Jesus places on the shoulders of a handful of disciples an immense divine task. An observer devoid of supernatural vision and seeing the initial apostolate of that small group would have considered it destined to failure from the start. However, that group of men of faith were faithful and began to preach that novel teaching everywhere, clashing head-on with many pagan ways. In a short time, the world knew that Jesus Christ was the Redeemer of the world. The good news is preached to all men from the beginning without discrimination. Those exiled in the persecution arising from Stephen's death, as we read in today's Mass, traveled as far afield as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch. In the latter city, there were so many of them that it was there that the followers of Jesus were first called Christians. A few years later, we find Christ's followers in Rome and throughout the empire. At the beginning, the Christian faith took root mainly among simple people, ordinary soldiers, laborers in the woolen industry, slaves, and merchants too. For consider your call, brethren, not many of you were wise according to worldly standards, not many were powerful, not many were of noble birth. God is no respecter of persons, and those who were called at the beginning, being humanly speaking ignorant and weak, were to be the instruments he would use to spread the church. Thus the effectiveness would be seen to be more clearly divine. Among the early Christians, there were also cultured and educated people who were important by human standards, like the Ethiopian minister, centurions, men like Apollo and Dionysius, the Areopagite, women like Lydia, but they were a minority among the vast number of converts to the new faith. St. Thomas comments that it is further to God's glory that the leaders of society were brought to him by simple people. The early Christians worked at all the normal occupations of their time, with the exception of any professions that might present a danger to their faith, like interpreters of dreams, diviners, temple keepers, and so on. And despite the fact that pagan religious practices were part of public life, each stayed in the place and profession where he met the faith, trying to give his tone to society, striving to be exemplary in conduct, never rejecting, quite the opposite in fact, the task of getting closer to his neighbors and fellow citizens. They were involved in the forum, the marketplace, and the army. Tertullian would say, "We Christians don't turn our backs on the world. We are present in the forum, at the baths, in the workshops, the bazaars, the marketplaces, and public squares. We are sailors, soldiers, farmhands, businessmen." Our Lord reminds us today, too, he is calling all without discrimination of profession, social standing, or race. What compassion you feel for them! You would like to cry out to them that they are wasting their time. Why are they so blind, and why can't they perceive what you, a miserable creature, have seen? Why don't they go for the best? Pray and mortify yourself. Then you have the duty to wake them up one by one, explaining to them also one by one that they, like you, can find a divine way without leaving the place they occupy in society. This was what our first brothers and sisters in the faith did. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. We continue praying now as we join the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Whoever does the will of my Father will enter the kingdom of heaven. Alleluia.
Whoever does the will of my Father will enter the kingdom of heaven. Alleluia.
My song is of mercy and justice. I sing to you, O Lord. I will walk in the way of perfection. Oh, when, Lord, will you come?
I will walk with blameless heart within my house. I will not set before my eyes whatever is base.
I will hate the ways of the crooked. They shall not be my friends. The false-hearted must keep far away. The wicked I disown.
The man who slanders his neighbor in secret, I will bring to silence. The man of proud looks and haughty heart, I will never endure.
I look to the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in the way of perfection shall be my friend.
No man who practices deceit shall live within my house. No man who utters lies shall stand before my eyes.
Morning by morning, I will silence all the wicked in the land, uprooting from the city of the Lord all who do evil.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. so that your people may walk in innocence. You came to us, Lord Jesus, and told us to be holy, as your Father is holy. Help your children to love what is truly perfect, so that we may neither speak what is evil nor do what is wrong. Let us stand in your sight and celebrate with you the Father's love and justice.
Whoever does the will of my Father will enter the kingdom of heaven. Alleluia.
Let all the nations, O Lord, know the depths of your loving mercy for us. Alleluia.
Let all the nations, O Lord, know the depths of your loving mercy for us. Alleluia.
Blessed are you, and praiseworthy, O Lord, the God of our fathers, and glorious forever is your name.
For you are just in all you have done. All your deeds are faultless, all your ways right, and all your judgments proper.
For we have sinned and transgressed by departing from you, and we have done every kind of evil.
For your name's sake, do not deliver us up forever, or make void your covenant.
Do not take away your mercy from us, for the sake of Abraham, your beloved, Isaac, your servant, and Israel, your holy one, to whom you promised to multiply their offspring like the stars of heaven or the sand on the shore of the sea.
For we are reduced, O Lord, beyond any other nation, brought low everywhere in the world this day because of our sins. We have in our day no prince, prophet, or leader, no holocaust, sacrifice, oblation, or incense, no place to offer first fruits, to find favor with you.
But with contrite heart and humble spirit, let us be received, as though it were holocausts of rams and bullocks, or thousands of fat lambs. So let our sacrifice be in your presence today, as we follow you unreservedly. For those who trust in you cannot be put to shame.
And now we follow you with our whole heart. We fear you, and we pray to you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let all the nations, O Lord, know the depths of your loving mercy for us. Alleluia.
The Lord is my refuge and my Savior. Alleluia.
The Lord is my refuge and my Savior. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my arms for battle, who prepares my hands for war.
He is my love, my fortress. He is my stronghold, my Savior, my shield, my place of refuge. He brings people under my rule.
Lord, what is man that you care for him? Mortal man that you keep him in mind? Man who is merely a breath, whose life fades like a passing shadow?
Lower your heavens and come down. Touch the mountains, breathe them in smoke. Flash your lightnings, rout the foe, shoot your arrows and put them to flight.
Reach down from heaven and save me. Draw me out of the mighty waters, from the hands of alien foes whose mouths are filled with lies, whose hands are raised in perjury.
To you, O God, will I sing a new song. I will play on the 10-stringed harp to you who give kings their victory, who set David, your servant, free.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, God of strength, you gave your Son victory over death. Direct your church's fight against evil in the world. Clothe us with the weapons of light, and unite us under the one banner of love, that we may receive our eternal reward after the battle of earthly life.
The Lord is my refuge and my Savior. Alleluia.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. God raised Jesus from the dead. And for many days thereafter, Jesus appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. These are his witnesses now before the people. We ourselves announce to you the good news that what God promised our fathers, he has fulfilled for us, their children, in raising up Jesus, according to what is written in the second psalm. You are my son. This day I have begotten you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The works that I do in the name of my Father speak on my behalf. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The works that I do in the name of my Father speak on my behalf. Alleluia.
The spotless Lamb of God takes away the sins of the world. Let us give thanks to the Father and say,
Source of all life, raise us to life.
Source of all life, remember the death and resurrection of the Lamb slain on the cross.
Listen to his voice as he lives forever, making intercession for us.
Source of all life, raise us to life.
Now that the old leaven of wickedness and evil is destroyed,
may we always feed on the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
Source of all life, raise us to life.
Grant that today we may put aside all friction and jealousy,
and show greater concern for the needs of others.
Source of all life, raise us to life.
Send into our hearts the spirit of the gospel,
that we may walk in the way of your commandments today and forever.
Source of all life, raise us to life.
With thankful hearts, we bring our private petitions to the Lord. We pray to the Lord.
Source of all life, raise us to life.
Let us make our prayers and praise complete by offering the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that celebrating the mysteries of the Lord's resurrection, we may merit to receive the joy of our redemption through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Morning Air is coming right up. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. Go out, make this a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.